Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Lift up your hands and let's sing. Me da wasi adiawa ya mami mi nyami wa ye bio wa. Lift up your hands and sing it. Somebody lift up your voice and sing it. Me da wasi adiawa ya mami mi nyami wa ye bio. Come on, sing it. Sing it and let's worship the Lord this morning.
Oh,
oh, come on, say a prayer for yourself this morning. Say a prayer for yourself that as the word comes, it will touch your heart. Yes, yes. Pray, pray. Lift up your hands and pray. Kemasoka, the power of God is here. Kemura baba sibrana. Make a mosika mandelebe. Leka bandarabo shamandaya. Leka bandarabo. Leka bandalaba. Kebo shikelelebe. Leka bandalaba sikaba. Baba 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 baba. Kebo shikelelebe sikana.
Onyame. Osa. Chua.
Ohine. Yeshira Yetutungu
Asumjehine Yeshira O
Yeshira O. Somebody lift up your voice and sing it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We believe that there is none like you. And this morning, Lord, we are gathered here to listen to the unadulterated word. So, Lord, impact our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray thanksgiving. And everybody shout, Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Yes. Hallelujah. If somebody is outside, let the person come in. Who sit by you, yeah? Who is sitting there? It's gone. To where? If you know that you can't be here, you don't have to be here. Do you see? Here is not children's service. Do you understand? Here is a church. Tell everybody, here is a church. And the soul is a soul. Do you understand? And it's precious to the Lord. This morning, I'll be preaching with a gun. Do you see? The poor one is behaving. The water inside is iced. So when I shoot you, yeah, the poor sleeping. We are preaching. You are not opening your Bible. You are not saying amen. You are not excited. I will shoot you. Half gun. Do you understand? I'm nice gun. I can go far. I can go everywhere. Bennett has come to your place. Yeah. So even here, can preach. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord and make a Holy Ghost crazy noise for the Lord. Amen. It's yet another Sunday. And I'm always excited at Sundays because it is time that we get to listen to the Word of God. Do you see? Now, the Word of God is the most important thing. The Word of God is more important than the speech of a president. Do you understand? If a president, people think that I can't see. But I can see. If you can't see me, but me, I can see you. Because I've seen that people have started sleeping already. Now, there are three reasons why you sleep at church. Number one, if you ate your kagari before coming, it's a recipe for you to sleep. Number two, if you are a witch or you are a wizard, you sleep because you flew during the night. Okay, and number three, either they sell kinky or cocoa in your house. That's how come you woke up very early in the morning. But you need to be alert because I'm preaching for a very short time. The best church to be is this church. I'll say it again. Without apology, that the best church, the most exciting church is this church. With an anointed man of God. But the people here are not shouting because they don't think that they are not. I'm believing God I'll get a bigger gun. That gun I'll put in ice cubes. As it's melting, and I'm shooting. Amen. Now, the month of July is our month of evangelism. Everybody say evangelism. Evangelism. Tell your neighbor evangelism. Evangelism. Yes. Now, evangelism, I'm preaching. I'll close right now. Then you go home. Evangelism in an English that you understand is the process. You know when you go to school, everything is process. Photosynthesis is the process whereby green plants manufacture their own food. Okay? Is what? You see sunlight, water, chlorophyll in the you people, you have sharper, the people here, you don't understand chlorophyll, you don't understand photosynthesis. Choristers who don't know photosynthesis, I'm shooting. If the water finish, people will feel it for me. And if they bring you to my office, that you have misbehaved. This bullet is direct. Hey, who knows? Sorry, no. Who knows? Sorry. Okay, so we need to tell our friends about Christ. Are you listening to me? This is all I want to preach this morning. That Jesus Christ came to die to save us from our sins. Now, this is salvation. This thing I'm describing, where Jesus came, the Son of God, came in his glory to this earth to come and die for a sin that you have committed. Now, it is his death and the usage of his blood. You see, blood is a very important thing. Without blood, you cannot live. It's as simple as that. Just as without petrol, the car cannot move. Do you understand? If one of your ear is not there, you can move. How many of you have seen somebody without ear before, but the person is alive? If you don't have ear, you can live. If you don't have hand, you can live. Yes. You can live. You can live. But if there is no blood in you, you cannot live. Now, Jesus came to die. I want you to understand what I'm preaching. But I'm not here to preach about Noah's Ark. No, no, no. If it is Noah's Ark, I would have shown you TV. Are you here? Are you here? Now, see, this Jesus Christ I'm talking about, I have to talk about him. He came to this earth to die so that your sin... Are you a sinner? Now, this is a school prefect. This man is an SP. Clap for him. Yeah. No, I'm not joking. It's not jokes. Are you a school prefect or not?
I'm a school prefect.
The old school is not Daniel Prefect or Destin Bell Boy. I mean, there's SP. You, Benedicta, you don't believe in his prefectship. Your school, do you have prefect? Now, the school prefect is saying that he's a sinner. Are you a sinner?
Yes.
So you that you are not a school prefect. I'm saying that you that you are not a prefect. Don't you think you have a lot of sins? School prefect, please, your majesty. Please. You can see that if you take the choristers, this sister look very angelic. I don't know if you know that she is not basa basa. No, if we are selecting somebody to represent the church, like well behaved, do you see? We will not choose Irene. Oh no, 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 because Irene has been insulting the boys. We will not choose Antoinette. Because Antoinette has been beating the boys. But everybody can testify that this sister here, do you see, this sister here is cool. But let's ask this sister whether she has sins or not. Do you commit sins?
Yes, please.
Oh. So if somebody like this has sins, how about you, Irene? Please, angelic sister, sit down. I'm showing you good people in the church who are saying they are sinners. As we are sitting down in this church, there's a queen amongst us. A queen, queen mother. Queen, please come. A queen, queen mother. Are you saying? Clap your hand for the queen. Queen mother. But let's ask the queen mother whether she also has sins or not. Please. Her Majesty. I'm not sure she has sins. She commits some sins. Please, do you have sins with all humility?
Yes.
Oh, sit down, sit down. Please sit. Clap for Queen Mother. Now, this confirms that everybody here is a sinner. How many of you have stolen something from your mother's purse, your mother's kitchen before? If you have stolen something before, you are a fisherman, but you only fish in the soup. Lift up your hands. Put your hand down. You are here. You have stolen coins before. Lift up your hands. Coins. You have stolen coins, and you see, still you have been stealing coins. Lift up. Yeah, is that the truth to people? Okay, put your hand down. God bless you. If you have ever told a lie before, lift up your hand. Professional Rose, you've not told a lie before. Rosina, you've not told a lie before. You've told a lie before. Put your hands down. You are here. You have insulted somebody before. You are here. Now, Bible said that if you look at a woman lustfully, you have committed adultery. Brothers, you are here. You have seen some girl passing. You have watched the buttocks. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Yes. If all brothers, you have seen, you have, you, when you were passing, you saw a girl passing, then you saw to whom does it belong to whom to. You have seen some before, and then you said, she. Lift up your hand. Lift up. Hey, Kojo, lift up your hand. Or you are watching UTV, then you saw some people kissing. Then you say, she. Lift up your hand before I shoot it. Yeah. Who killed Libya? Now, this should tell you that everybody sitting down here is a sinner. Now, you don't use Omo to wash away sins. You don't use Parazo to wash away sins. You cannot use Akesha. Akesha is a Greek word which means Yedikiki. Akesha. Gun language. Guys, if they say I love you, cry, it's like they are fighting with you. It's like the person is trying to say he hates you. Yeah. But what can wash away our sins is the blood of Jesus. Yeah. That is why you are here. Yeah. The blood. You see,
You will not see the importance of blood till I take you to the hospital one day. And you need blood. Some of you, if I send you to maternity ward, you collapse. You collapse. You see blood flowing on the floor. Flowing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now I'm about to read a passage of the scripture. Then I'll close you. Yes. So that this nine salvation you have received. You see, the moment you come here, you say you have given your life to Christ, you are a sinner, you are all that. What we are trying to say is that the blood of Jesus, prophet, even we have prophets here, but they are sinners. Not prophets, but it's a sinner. Hallelujah. Yeah. The blood of Jesus washes away your sins. And this is the good time for you to tell others. You see, let me tell you. If you don't give your life to Christ and you die, don't say that you have an option of either going to heaven or hell. You are going to hell. Of us, it well. Sit well. Maybe you don't understand what hell means, but hell is a very serious place. I have to preach it well for you to understand. Hell is a very devastating arena that you not even wish it for your enemy. It's a bad place. Bible says in hell the worms don't die and the fire doesn't quench. Hell. And the demons are tormenting you. And you are going to be there forever. That is hell. May we be delivered from hell in Jesus' name. It's a serious thing I'm describing. Yeah. Don't mind this, people. If we say we'll make noise, they can't contain us. If we say we'll disturb them, they will send that they should come and tell us that we should relax. Uh-huh. But on our Swollen Sunday in 2 weeks' time, yeah. You see, for the Swollen Sunday, one member, three souls. Everyone say one member, three souls.
One member, three souls.
Yeah, one person will bring three people. And this place is going to be filled. How many empty chairs do we have now? Six. Still, I'll beat people. I'll beat you. And the whole chest should be filled. How many of you think that as all this place is filled, it's a nice thing? All this place is filled. Oh, Mukwa. Rosie, you see your rule. People don't want to go and go to church. Now, children or young people or youth. This is not children's service. There was one boy they were bringing here and made them impair children's service. How can you not tell me you don't like children's service? No, I'm the pastor. If you think you are not happy, go. You understand? Onyesomi. I'm talking about it means your mother's scarf. The pastor, man, is he a pastor? I'm a fetish priest. I'm not a pastor, I'm a fetish priest. I'm a fetish priest. Hallelujah. Now listen. As I close. This salvation you have received, you need to extend it to others. Others are in need of this found life. It is because of Christ that you are who you are now. Otherwise, some of you are fathers already. Yes. Look, we don't need to go too far to see. But I'll show you examples of people who became pregnant at the age of 12. Yeah, in this church. I mean, not here in my church, but there. 12. She gave birth at the age of 13. Now, with your dream of becoming a pilot, and this your born again son following you, how do you become a pilot? With your born one, without a father. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, Jesus wants your life to be beautiful. Yes. And the reason why you are saved, Abigail, is to tell others. You see, sometimes when you come to church alone, it irritates me. And I'm not happy, you see, because you have found a certain life. And you don't want to transfer that life to your friend. It's like there is water here. Very muddy water. People have shit inside. Do you understand? And people are drinking it. But you, by the grace of God, you have found a well here. Pure water here. Only you are drinking. And you have allowed the people here to be drinking this dirty, muddy, germ-infested water. You are a wicked person. That's what it means. You would dress and come and sit here and you say you are coming to listen to the word of God. You are coming to sing in the choir. But you don't want to extend this thing that you have found to your friend. Look. Because I'm about to close. I'm preaching already. Luke chapter 2. You see, and don't tell me that you are too young for what I'm preaching. And thou, so we need an evangelism is for evangelist. Who is an evangelist? Who is an evangelist? You are also an evangelist. Dorcas, you are an evangelist. Luke 2, verse 40. I'm reading from verse 40 to the last verse. Are you there? Look into somebody's Bible if you don't have a Bible. Peter, up to now, you still don't have a Bible. Hey, and you are a kidnapper. And the child grew. You will grow in Jesus' name. I said you will grow in Jesus' name. And the child grew and waxed strong. And waxed strong in spirit. May you wax strong in spirit. Yes. When they are looking for a child that is getting or that is growing and that is growing well in the spirit, may they look for you in Jesus' name. Can feel the amen in the house. Come on. And the child, look, you will never be like this. You will grow. I said you will grow. Yes, you will grow. People think that you will remain like this. One day, you will see that you have become a bank manager. You will grow. You grow. Which class were you when I started pastoring you? Which class?
Class 5.
Now you are where?
Form 2.
Form, which of the form?
SS2.
SS2. Yeah. So if you see her today, say, hey, new girl has come to the church. Who now here new? You are new. There are people here, when I started pastoring them, they didn't have breasts. Flat screen people. Today, they have finished SHS. What class were you when I started pastoring you?
Class 2.
Class 2. Now you are where?
Wasi.
Finish Wasi. You can't clap for Jesus. Yeah. So you that you are in class 5 and we are bringing you here. Me, I don't like children's service. Yeah, don't like children's service. Just say you are growing, your breast has come small. I mean, in small inigbe can be your. Oh, small inigbe can be your now. He said, and the child grew. My prayer for you is that you will grow. Amen. I said, my prayer for you is that you will grow. Amen. And you will wax strong in the spirit. Amen. Yeah, you will know verses. Everything, you have scriptures to explain it. Because you know the way. You see, when you know the word of God, the title of my preaching is called My Father's Business. My Father's Business. Yeah. You see, when you know the word of God, then nobody can manipulate you. Nobody can deceive you. Nobody can easily say something for you to follow the person.
Yeah.
It's because you don't know the Bible. It's because you don't, Papa Kofi, it's because you don't study the scriptures. And the child grew. And waxed strong in spirit. Filled with wisdom. I see the spirit of wisdom settling upon you. Yeah. Look, when you go to school, you will be preferred above your classmate in Jesus' name. Because the spirit of wisdom is upon you. You make wise contributions. Because some of you talk foolish too much. There is no iota of wisdom in what you say. That's why when they are choosing school prefect, they don't call you. Wait, Jimmy Dodo. Wait, Jimmy. When the headmaster look at you, you look like one of the fools in the school. Because you are always dirty. Yeah. How would they call you and make you girls prefect? Girls prefect. Yeah. The scriptures will save you. I said the scriptures will save you. In terms of temptations, eh? Last Friday, we were with Auntie Mami, Bishop's wife, in the program. Then she said that I wish I could tell you that temptations will not come. He said, look, temptations will come, but you have to be strong. Temptations will come. Yeah. Hey, the boys, they'll call you. They'll call you. This boy in your class who will take your pen, then you run away. Hey, come and correct it in my house. You should know what the boy is about. You should know what the boy is about. A boy has taken your mass extra classes, exercise book, that come to his house for it. You don't understand what it means. You are a foolish girl. That man in your house, in the compound, you ask him for 5 cedis. He said, come to his room for the 5. And you are following him to his room. And you are telling me that he's like my uncle. You are mad. How can he be like your uncle? That man, that's the example of your father. So how come he's like your uncle? Or person will be deal. He want to chop you. Oh, I'm not preaching. I say I'll go to Santa Maria branch. Yeah. Filled with wisdom. You see, you need wisdom in this life for you to do well. You need wisdom. I'm teaching you how to be smart. You need wisdom as you are moving in this life. If you are easily deceived, you are gullible. In one of the scriptures, the Bible says, "It said, little children, let no man deceive you.
Yeah.
Don't let any man deceive you." You are easily deceived. Easily deceived. Somebody can sell this to you and tell that this is a real gun. This is the gun that killed Nkrumah. It's very strong. Somebody come and stand up for that. This gun is the one that killed Nkrumah. And he's selling it for 10 cedis. You bought it. You're happy you're holding gun that killed Nkrumah. Filled with wisdom. I like this, but I said that. And the grace of God was upon him. May you receive the grace of God.
Amen.
I said, may you receive the grace of God.
Amen.
Do you know what the grace of God does? The grace of God helps you to do difficult things.
Yeah.
It's mass difficult for you. If you have the grace of God, then mass will be easier. It's French your problem. It's social studies your problem. It's ICT your problem. Receive the grace of God right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, you need grace. Even to finish school, you need grace. It's not everybody who finish school. It is not everybody who finish school. I'm telling you. You are not grown. That's why. It's not everybody who finish school proper. One day. We were in school when I was in the university, first year or second year or something like that. Then one of the lecturers entered the class. Then he said, is Eva in the class? Then the Eva girl, she said, yes, sir. Then he said, Eva, you are not supposed to be in this class. Eva was our classmate. Then he said, Eva, you've been sacked from the university. Yes. Second year, we went to vacation. We came back. See, they've sacked her because the last term or last semester exam, she didn't do well. So they sacked her. So the girl was worried. She didn't know. I mean, it's a real story. She didn't know what to do. So we advised her that. You see, because she can also go home and go and tell his friends that they sack her. So we told her that she should use her resource and then she should go and register, buy form at Poly. Do you know Poly? Yes, so that she will become a polytechnic student. By the time we are completing in fourth year, she also, well, Poly is 3 years, university is 4 years, so that she will complete with us. I don't know what came of that thing. The last time we heard of her, then she was washing dishes in a chobba. Yeah, nice girl. She was washing dishes in a chobba. May the grace of God help you to finish school properly in Jesus' name. Another thing that cannot make you finish school properly is pregnancy. You see, this type of play, don't hold my breast, you become pregnant. You become pregnant. Oh, what is the pastor preaching? You are asking me what I am preaching. Oh, stop pressing my breast. You see, when you wear, you use handkerchief to sew skirt. And the skirt is your hair. And you have, give me your bag. Give me your bag. And you have picked your bag that you are going for Saturday classes. Saturday classes. And your dress you are wearing has ended here. And between here and here, there is a bridge. Yeah, border. And your panties have drawn in the skirt like that. And you said you are going for Saturday classes. You don't know that dressing is one of the causes and characteristics of early pregnancy. This pastor, what is this pastor preaching? I thought this pastor is about to preach about Abraham and Isaac. I should preach about Abraham and Isaac. To do what? I thought he was going to tell us about Aaron's beard. You want me to preach about Aaron's beard? Or Moses' stick? You don't understand what is happening in this life. Yeah. That dressing, you can easily not finish your school. You can easily not finish your school. I'm telling you. Your dream to become a nurse, you rather become a nursing mother. Yeah. That dream of becoming a nurse, you end up as a nursing mother. Yeah. Baby was giving birth to another baby. The grace of God. You do, I'll be on one scripture, then time will be over. Cry. Because what I'm preaching, I've not even come there. iPad open. iPad, I say, open. Now look at this. Verse 41. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. 42. And when he was 12 years old, this is about Jesus. So when Jesus was what? 12 years old. Everybody say 12 years old.
12 years old.
When he was 12 years old. Makutara Syria. How is that? The gun is working. 12 years old. When he was 12 years old. 12. I'm talking about somebody who is 12 years old. Not 43. 12 years. You are sitting here. You are more than 12 years. Everybody sitting down here by the grace of God is 12 years. More than 12 or 12. More than 12. You can see signs and wonders around your central region. One day, I went to church. Then one of my church members ran to me and said, Pastor Emma, I have a testimony. Not here. When I was in Tamale. He he has a testimony. I said, what's the testimony? He said that today, you know, when he was about to bath, he saw something. I said, what? He said that he saw that hair. Then he asked me, do I know hair? And I said, like this one. So I said, yeah. He has seen that hair has started coming around Cape Coast, Central Region. And I said, ah, why is he a test? He said, you don't know. This has been my prayer topic. He said, it has been my prayer topic that, hey, then I think that me, it's not my prayer topic, because my prayer topic is that it shouldn't even come, because it when it comes, it worries me. I have to baba it. By you, it's your prayer. That boy was part of my groomsmen during the wedding. He was following the people there. He used to be my J Church member. He used to play drum for me when I was in Tamale. 12 years! Jesus was 12 years. Let's continue. They went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. 43. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Look, they went to Jerusalem to go and do church. So they have to come back. When they were coming, Jesus stayed behind in the church. You come and tell me that your mother said don't come to church. Jesus' mother and father didn't know Jesus went back to church. Yeah, you see, let me tell you, one of the group of people that can prevent you from doing well, it could be your parents. It could be your parents. And now, akosua ope asoro dodo sa asoro no be jai. Look, it is not every church you are. Look, it's not every church that is a church. Some churches are banks. Some churches are game centers. I'm telling you. Some churches are super bad church. It's every church you have to put yourself inside. So, I like the church that when you go, after them, they'll teach us one verse, then they'll share toffee for us. At your age, you want toffee. At your age, you don't want to listen to wisdom. That can, you see, when you listen to wisdom, man, your life becomes better. Man, you don't understand. Your life becomes better. The people who became doctors, do you think they were sharing toffee for them before they became doctors? They were hearing wisdom. The child tarried. Do you understand? And his parents didn't know. 44. But they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kin's folks and acquaintances. They were looking for Jesus among his relatives and their friend and his friends. When they were looking for Jesus, they found him in the church. Where we are looking for you? Where will we find you? Where do you think we will find you when we are looking for you? In boys' rooms. Yeah, nobody should give me the impression that I'm saying something too much. I know what I'm preaching. I know what I'm preaching. Yeah. When we went for the thing, were you not there when somebody asked a question? What question the person asked?
One asked that she's 18 years, but she has not received any proposal. What is wrong with her?
Have you heard it? She. With the 18 years, and I'm better than the country and so open. So, what should she do? She should go and swim and die. With the 18. And another person asked that, he has been masturbating and pornography. So,
he has been watching pornography and masturbating, and it's hindering his ministry. So, what should he do?
He should stab himself and die. What should he do? These are real things. So when I'm preaching, my man has brought us here. He's going to be to teach us about Father Abraham's sons. He's teaching us about pornography. I have to tell you. Because some of you have phones already. You have tablets already. Tablets. I don't know why I'm wearing spectacle to prevent preaching. I think it's prophetic. Yeah. You see, this is what, that's why I don't allow J Church people to come and say, this is what, I, look, J Church, why church? This is why church. Here, if you are not 12 and above, you can't be here. Because what we are saying, you don't understand. You won't get it. It will look like we are spoiling you. But you see, we have to tell you the things real. Look, look, there are people out there looking for you. Sisters, there are people out there looking for you. I'm telling you. Satan goes to destroy your life. At the age of 12, when they were looking for Jesus, they found him in the church. In the church. He was at choir rehearsals. He was doing his bar center. Jesus was looking for people to bring to church at the age of 12. You are here, you are 13. Your breasts have come already. You cannot tell people, brother, I want to send you to church. You cannot. Let's continue. Oh, I'm preaching. I'll close right now, cry, because where are we? Yes. 45. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. They searched for Jesus and they couldn't find him. 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. Where did they find Jesus? Maybe you don't understand the word temple. Temple is church. After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple. At the age of 12, they found him in the temple. You be cry for fear, say, Uba, sorry. But you are elsewhere. After 3 days. It means Jesus had all night in the church. Let me make a mistake and say that Friday is all night. You will see the people who come.
And my mother said, they are raping people at the around Mambo place.
They are raping people.
My auntie said that these days kidnappers have come, even Crumple. They say some girl be, they kidnap him and then they send him to this thing, Bodwase, and they were looking for him, they couldn't find him. So my auntie said that if it is 5 o'clock, then I should sleep.
5 o'clock, you should sleep.
Go and sleep.
5 o'clock,
go and sleep.
But you see, you know, I know that it's a lie. Around 10 o'clock, you are watching a movie. 10 o'clock, you are not asleep. You are not asleep 10 o'clock. You are not asleep at 10. I know.
Pastor, even me, I wanted to come. I have even bath and things. Then I have even dressed. My mother said that last time they killed somebody. Moto hit a certain man here. Then,
you are not that man that the moto hit.
Yeah.
The moto doesn't hit everybody every day. Yeah. Moto hit one person once at a time. They found Jesus in the temple. May we find you in the temple. Amen. When we are looking for you, may we find you in the temple. At the age of 12, Jesus was found in the temple. And Bible said that he was asking the doctors question and he was teaching them at the age of 12 and after 3 days. Where can we find you after 3 days? Where can we find you? Where can we find you? At your age, you have started drinking beer. Hey. At your age. Beer. Already. If you don't control your appetite, you become a smoker in 3 weeks. So why is the man preaching like this? You're asking me why I'm preaching like this. You don't understand. Let's go. 46. After they found him 3 days in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors. Look, doctors are not foolish people. Even in this age, for you to become a doctor, you must go to school. You must go to university. Not less than 7 years. Yeah. A lot of people say they are doctors. They are not doctors. Doctor, I can't speak English. He says he's a doctor. He's not a doctor. That man in your house who told you he's a doctor. He's not a doctor. Don't mind. He's not a doctor. Are you here? You have gone to... Sitting among doctors. How will you sit among doctors? It means that he was asking intelligent questions. This morning we had shepherds meeting. I was asking people to say things that we would do to help the great invitation Yeah, the swollen Sunday. Somebody say we should tell the people that there's food, they should come and eat. This is somebody who has gone to school and has finished, has written BC, and look at how the person's brain is working. Was I telling what didn't the person say we should tell the people that food is here? You can see that this person is a foolish person who is only thinking about food. When souls are perishing, you are thinking about food. We should look for plantain chips and sobolo for them to come and drink. Nonsense. Both hearing them and asking them questions. Yes. You'll be found among wise people. Yes. When we are looking for you, we'll find you among wise people. Yes. You will be found among doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. When we are looking for you, we will find you among pastors, we will find you among reverends, we will find you among bishops, and you are hearing them and you are asking them questions, and you become more wiser. Bible says that the scriptures can make you wise. Scriptures can make you wise. We can't find you in church. We can't find you in church. We can find you among your friends. You see, let me tell you something before I close you. At a point in your life, your friends will not matter to you again. Yeah. Listen to this one. By the grace of God, I'm older than all of you here. So I'm telling you that at a point in life, your friends, the people you say they are your friends, they will not matter in your life again. Let this thing stay with you. You will not understand it, but let it be with you. The people you say they are your friends, they won't stay with you forever. Yes. Some of them, they will even pretend they don't even know you. All you need to do is that let your friend travel to US and come back. That's the end of your friendship. Because he will tell you that, yes, if you are for a more for Plenda, O Tehana, Totro Kwana, oh, Okada, Okada, oh, tell you, do you know Florida? You too do know Florida? You don't know Florida? Do you know Manchester? Only Manchester? Do you know Madrid? Only Madrid? You don't know all these places. So, what will happen is that the person is. It has changed friendship with you because you are not becoming what the person wants in this life. Jesus. Chaya, sleeping power. We deliver you from the spirit of sleep in Jesus' name. Every spirit that is responsible for sleeping, we cast it out. Be free. Jesus, be free. Be free. Be free. Receive it. Receive it. Yeah, let's continue. We'll close right now. Oh, come up. Okay. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. May people be astonished. Astonished is a three word, which means surprised. They were amazed. They were flabbergasted. Yeah. At his understanding. At his understanding. When you speak somewhere, may they ask you, how old are you? Amen. Yeah. When you speak somewhere, because see, people will be surprised at your understanding. Are you still here? 48. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I sought thee sorrowing. Now yes, you shall. Why have you given enough of time? We were looking for you among your friends. You see, And this story tells us that Jesus was not with his friends. Because see, they were looking for him among, look at verse 44. Who has a different version to read for me? Not King James. Latter part said they were looking for him among his relatives and friends. Who has a different version? Yes. Yes, read it.
Verse 44. But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and
relatives and what? You acquaintances. Is the acquaintance I want a different version, which is not acquaintance means what? Friends. You only says what? Verse 44. They thought that he was with the group. So they traveled the whole day and then started looking for him among their relatives and friends. They were looking for Jesus among his friends, but he was not playing football with them. At the age of 12, when they were looking for him, they found him in the church. Some of you like your relatives too much. Kakra, I'm going to visit my auntie. Kakra, I'm going to visit my uncle. I'm going to visit my grandmother. I'm going to visit my grandmother's landlord. And you like friendship. At your age. They were looking for him among his friends. Look, I have friends who, but you see me with my friends. No. My friends. You will see me with my friends. Hardly will you see that I've gone to visit a friend. But I have friends. If I say I'm doing something and I want friends to, even at the wedding, you could see that I have friends. The people who were outside the church, they were even more than those who were in the church. People were standing outside, all here were filled. You could see the people who were following me. 20 bridesmaids, 20 groomsmen, 7 flower girls, 7 page boys, all of us, we were 64. We see that I have friends. Friends. If I say I want to do Ojemo here, and I want all my friends to come, it will be more than the wedding. But you see me in everybody's house. On Sunday, I've gone to visit this one in his church. I know the people came here, they were from different churches. You can see me that I'm great apostolic. My friends are come and sing. Now this voice we used to sing. But you, let your friend tell you that they said that they are doing Children's Day in their church. And they are looking for somebody to come and wear socks. You go. So they don't have drama. And now last time when they came here, the way you were playing the drum, you were very happy. So they want you to come. You go right now. And you come and tell lies that your mother died and you carry her to Kolebu. Hallelujah. Amen. They couldn't find him among friends. Oh, look, one of the group of people that can destroy you are friends.
And so pastor, he said we shouldn't have friends in our lives.
I didn't say don't have friends. You can have friends, but be careful. Now when they found you, he said, look at what the mother said. He said, why we were looking for you? Hey, we were sorrowful. We thought somebody has kidnapped you. Look at the response of Jesus in verse 49. He said, to them, how is it that you sought me? Why are you looking for me? Don't you know that I must be about my father's business? Why are you looking for me? Why are you looking for me? Jesus knew that, look, he came here because of his father's business. Are you about your father's business? What business, you see, let me tell you, even something as secular as RME was taught that the reason why God created man was so that man will worship God. Is that not what you were told? Reasons why man was created. Class 5, uniqueness of man, chapter 1. You clap for me because you see that I mean, I know book too much. If you like, go and open class 5 RME book. The first topic is uniqueness of man, creation. Reasons why man was created to worship God. You have not been created to come and do BECE. I'm telling you, BECE is a Ghana Education Service idea. It's not God's idea. What is BECE? At the age of 12, he was in the temple. May you be found in the temple. May you be found in the temple. May you be, look, let this word of God enter you. When we're coming in the car, I told them that, you see, the most important part of your life. You see, some of you, you don't get it. When they say somebody is dead, you don't get it. When they say somebody is dead, you are not going to see the person again. And the person has two destinations, heaven or hell. Now, on the day you are lying down, that we put you here, and you are lying down here, and people go about you, your BEC result doesn't matter. Your WAC result doesn't matter. What matters is what you have done for the Lord. And I'm teaching you at an early age, let this wisdom enter you very early, that do something for God. Do something for God before you die. You will die anyway. Everybody here will die one by one. We will die. We will die. Your coffin is ready. You will die one of these days. Don't you know people who died at the age of 13 before? It is. Why do you think I'll waste my life? If I know that there is no hell for children, there is no hell for youth people, there is hell. So why don't you go about your father's business? Brother, I want to tell you about heaven. When I look at how your life is going, you are spoiling your life. I want you to know Christ. Can I come and call you to church on Sunday? You can't do this.
And Pastor, man, when you went to go and call the people, they were not there.
Do you think people are there? And you cannot testify that there are people around who are living bad lifestyle. Annette, that boyfriend who died, how old was he? 16 years. 16 years. He used to come to church here. He used to come here. He's seen and he's dropped his this thing there. He died. He said, why do I force him to come to church? As if when you are sitting down, when they count all of you, your offering is going into my pocket. Your offering is not going into my pocket. Your offering is never going into my pocket. I don't need your offering to leave. Yes. I've not failed my exams. I'm not preaching because I need money. If I'm a pastor who need money, I will not preach to any one of you. Which of you work here? Which of you have money? Which of you here have money? I'm not after money. You think I'm here after money? I'm not after money. I am after your soul. I'm after your soul. And Osofo Omoa by Omo Peska. Nonsense. Which of the Osofo that has come that you know him that likes money? How much is your offering in this bag? How much is your offering? Your offering that you have put in this thing. How much is it? This is your offering. How much is your offering? And so don't think that it is because of your offering. It is because of your soul. And Osofo Omo Peska, the talker. Who told you? How much of one Ghana do I put together to buy a car tie? Do you know how much car tie cost? So when you see me driving a car, it is not because of your offering. It is because God has blessed me. I am after your soul. That at the age of 12, somebody can snatch your soul from you. This is what I am after. I'm after this. And I know that a crown awaits us. The day we will appear in heaven, when we will all appear, Bible says we will stand before the throne. You will stand there, and God will bring your life. What have you been able to do with your life? And then you said that, oh God, when I went on earth, I was into R&B and ICT. By the grace of God, I was able to pass my BDT, BEC, and I had 10 ones. And God will tell that this is not what matters. Were you about your father's business? When you are about your father's business, how many? So when some of you see, you look very funny to me, and it's like you don't understand what I mean. When I say go and look for souls and come, you just go ahead. Oh, you go and come, Pastor Mon, just later. Yeah, that is not what is important. At the age of 12, he said that, how is it that you are looking for me? And my mother said, I shouldn't come to church here again. My auntie said that. My grandmother said that. My stepfather that I stay with is very wicked. And then and my sister said that. And my elder brother said that. He said, how is that ye sought for me? Don't you know that I must be about my father's business? There is a business why you are here. There is a business why God created you. And as a child, you need to know that business. You must know that the business of God is that you will bring others into his house. That is the business. A business is work. Anybody tell you, I'm a businessman. The person is a workaholic. Yeah, then I should teach you books of the New Testament and give you toffee and close you. So that you end up in hell. And then you said that when you came on earth, nobody preached to you. I did. From today, make a U-turn of your life. Make a U-turn. Make young people, make a U-turn. Yeah. Make a U-turn. You see, I have a niece. And she wrote WASI. She didn't do well. She failed three of the subjects. You see, I'm telling you, God's plan for you. But you see, you also have a different agenda. As God has a plan for you, you also have a different agenda. So you see, this is my niece. The father doesn't know where she sleeps. The father and the mother, they are divorced. Do you know divorce? So she's on her own. She's on her own. And when I saw the way her life was going, I called her and I said, look, I'm going to take care of you. Come and stay with me. Write your exams. I'll put you into a nursing school. Then in 3 years' time, you become a nurse. She said, fine. She came. When I sent her to my house, and I told her that, this is your room. Nice room. She was there alone. Nice room. Then we had a funeral. Then we went. And I said, when we go for the funeral, the day we are leaving the funeral, how many of you remember one Sunday I didn't come to church? Yeah, went for the funeral. I told her, sister, pack your things. When we are going, you sit in the car and I'll bring you. Even when she came, that 1 week she came to spend, I went to look for a job for her. A job that they pay her $6 million a month. She will not pay water bill. She's not paying light bill. She's not. This is God's plan for you. See, but you are spoiling it. And even the work is from the house to the work is a walking distance. The person says you come to work at 8 and close 2 o'clock, and they'll pay you 600 Ghana cedis a month. Where will you get this one from, Prince? When we went for the funeral, I went for the funeral on Friday, Saturday, Sunday I stayed. Sunday, after the Thanksgiving service, I started calling my cousin. I called her. She never picked. I called and called. I remember I called more than 20 times. She didn't pick. Then when I picked my phone, I said to myself, this is the last time I'm calling her. If she doesn't pick, that is it. I called. The phone ended. She didn't pick. And then I said that the Spirit of God will not strive with man forever. And I left her. I came. Don't clap. No, you see, it's a frustrating story. I left her. But you see, when I stopped the last call, somebody was standing by me. And I told the person that the next time I will hear of this girl, I will hear that she's pregnant. Yes. Some of you may not. I've even brought her to church before. She's just fair like Sister Yvonne. If she's, can you even think that is her sister? Fair, nice girl. I said, the next time I will hear of her, I will hear that she's pregnant. So, we were there. Recently, there was a wedding. Last week when we were doing the conference here, there was a wedding going on. But I didn't go. So, I called her. That I'll have fun with the wedding because she gives information. We said the wedding was gone. Then she said that, she thinks I'm angry with her. And I said, I'm not angry with you. I gave you a chance and you spot it. So she went to tell somebody that the person should come and beg for her so that she will come back. And I told the person that for her to come back to my house, it will be a miracle. I will not accept her again. I will not accept her again. As I talk to you, life is beating her. A girl who is 21 years, life is beating her. Life is burning her. She wants to come. But I said, I will not. The room I gave her, the room is still intact. The room is, nobody is sleeping in the room. With bed and everything is in the room. Nobody is there. Life is beating her. God has a plan for you, but you don't understand. You are playing with your life. You think when you come to church, you have done us favor. So when we call you to gang, sorry, how you drink? Yeah, they are sorry. Hey, how I drink? God bless you. God bless you. He said, I must be about my father's business. This is the business. Go and tell others that I found a new life in Christ. I found a new life in Christ. That is the business. You should be ashamed that you walk into this church alone without bringing anybody. And I don't care whether you are a newcomer or not. This is what God says I should tell you today. And I've told you. Put your hands together for the Lord and rest your feet. We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them of a soon coming King. We witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them of a soon coming. We must work what it is there.
And we must work what it is there. Spreading the word of God as we walk along the way. Willing and to do His will. Spreading the word of God till it reaches throughout the hill.
We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing,
we must tell them of a soon coming King.
We must witness
to everyone we meet. In every song we sing, we must tell them of a soon coming King.
We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing,
we must tell them of a soon coming King.
There is a soon and a coming King. We must witness to, listen to the word, we must witness to everyone that we meet. In every song, the song we sing, we must tell them,
we must tell them of
as long as
coming King.
You are here. You genuinely want to make a U-turn of your life and go and tell others about Christ. Come. Give me the oil in my office. You want to tell others. God is touching your heart. You want to go out there and tell others about Christ. Come. I'll pray for you. You have a burning desire. This desire is in you. You wish to do more for Christ. Come. Don't look at a friend. Come, I'll pray for you. You have the burning desire to do more for Christ. Sing the song for me. We must tell them off.
As soon as come,
Adorobo Shiria Nelev. Yes. Oh, we must work. Wale. Come for it. Come for it. Kebu Shiria Nelev. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch your children. Touch your children, Lord. Give them. Give them the desire. Maliko Syria. Give them the desire. Yes. Kalawa Syria. Kewero Syria. Yes. Yes. Kabasu Kabaya. Yes. 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 Kabasu Kia. Yemandorobo Syria. Yes. Lift up your hands. Grace, Lord. Grace. Grace and mercy, Lord. Kabandorobo Syria. We must let the burning desire burn in the heart, in the heart, in the heart, Lord. Makanolobo Shiria. Yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Touch the heart of your daughter. Touch the heart of your daughter. Makoria. Yes, Lord. Malabo Shiria. Make a mandolobo Shiria. Yes, yes. A burning desire. A burning desire. A burning desire. Kemo Shiria. A burning desire. Kalabo Shiria. Everyone we meet, Kalebo Shikabaya. Yes, yes, you do well, you do well, you do well, you do well, you do well. Kalebo Shikabaya. Sit down, sit down. Next group, come. Kalebo Shikabaya. Sit down, sit down. The Bible, people, sit down. People, sit down. Next group, come. You want to tell God that in this month of July, you like to establish at least two people to be grateful for the salvation that you have received. You want to establish two people for him in this month, and that you are looking forward that these two people be established in this month. Come forward as your sign of gratefulness to the Lord. Come, let me pray for you so that God will give you that grace. We must witness to her. Everyone we meet, come, I pray for you.
And every song we sing, we must tell them more. As soon as
touch your
time,
touch your son, Lord. Touch him. If I pray for you, sit down so others can come.
We must witness to everyone.
Grace, grace, grace to do well. 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 Grace, O God, to evangelize. Kabaso Kabaya.
We must work while it is
a burning heart. A burning desire for the peace of God.
As we walk along the way, we
need mandolobu shike. Kebo shika mandolobu. We mandolobu shike beya. Yes.
Spreading the word of God. So it's precious to our day. We must witness to everyone we meet. In every song we sing. We must tell them all. As soon as I come.
You have brought the envelope I asked you to bring. Please come. Give me oil. If you bring it, come and stand here. Stand here. Take your envelope and come and stand here. May the Lord be gracious to you. Come, all of you. If you have brought it, come. There were 10 virgins who went out to meet the bridegroom. Bible says 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. As you continuously support the things of God, God will support your life. Father, bless your children. Bless them. Open doors that they cannot imagine. Doors of breakthrough. Doors. Doors. Hold it. Door. Door of blessing. Lord, give him a blessing that he'll be so surprised. Bless him with wisdom. Bless him with understanding. May it be well with him, Lord, as he supports the things of God. Support his life. Support. Hey. Support this one. Pray for Kezia, Lord. Rebuke the devourer for her sake. Cause her to do well everywhere she finds herself. In the name of Jesus, Abigail. Lord, give her good grades. Open wonderful doors for her. May her fees be paid, Lord, in Jesus' name. May you cause people to be at her beck and call because she's honoring you. Pray for Eunice, Lord. Wonderful doors. Doors of blessings that no man can shut. Kemo shataraba. Jesus' name, be blessed, be anointed as you obey the commandments. As you obey, may the Lord cause you to flourish in Jesus' name. Amen. Give it to me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We say we are going to buy chairs and we will buy it. We will buy it. Don't be afraid. We will buy it. You can see that many few months ago we used to use. Because when you were living, we used to use these chairs. Now when you came, we bought these ones. And I'm saying that whether you give or not, we will buy it. Hallelujah. Yes. We'll buy it. We'll buy it. Don't be afraid of money. Never be afraid of money. And never let money control you. You are young. Don't let money control you. Sister, come. You come. Stand here. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your child into your care. I pray for protection. Father, let your angels and camp run about her. Deliver her from the hands of wicked and unreasonable people. I pray that may her life become beautiful. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Every trouble that is hanging on her shoulders, I stand as a man of God and I break it right now in Jesus' name. Say, Lord, set her free. May you give her peace. May you give her joy. In Jesus' name. Amen. After church, see me. Never be afraid of money. Never say, Mimbeshka, I don't have money. I don't have this. I don't have that. Yes. If money begins to control you, you see that your life will be very miserable. So those of you who didn't bring it, next week, we are. You see, before you say, Jack, a time will come, I'll say, don't bring it again. But when you come the next Sunday, you see that the chairs have come. Yes. The chairs have come. We will buy it. Benedicta, we will buy it. Yes, we. I am the pastor here. By the grace of God, we will buy it. We will buy it. But look, you just have a short time to be part of what God is doing. Yes, you can be part or no. We will buy it. Lift up your hands. Lord, I pray for your sons and your daughters. Let the burning desire for them to do well come upon their lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Dennis, come. Kando sikabaya. Libo sikaba nekebo. Siande satalaba. Yes, Lord. Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. Show him mercy, Lord. Show him mercy, Lord. Show him mercy, Lord. Show him mercy, Lord. And open doors for him where every door is closed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you for your children. I pray for safety over your lives. As you go this week, may this week become a good week for you. May this week be a week of testimony. May this week be full of joy. May you be delivered from the hands of the wicked people. May you be delivered from car accidents. May you be delivered from motor accidents. May you be delivered from fire accidents. Before the accident occurs, may you leave there 5 minutes before that time. In the name of Jesus. Any car that has been destined to have an accident, may you never meet that car in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the life of your children in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your tithe, come.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.